The vote was 6-5. Pay raises for three top county offices will take effect in the next terms, and after that, they'll get yearly increases calculated using the Consumer Price Index. It's the first raises for the county executive, comptroller, and sheriff in 23 years. Legislature Chairman Peter Savage considers them fair and appropriate.
I actually think what the commission did was prudent, because rather than trying to make up for 23 years worth of stagnation with respect to these three critical positions and try to, you know, bite the elephant in one bite, so to speak, they proposed a modest increase and then allowed for future growth.
Comptroller Stefan Mihailu will not get a pay raise now, nor does he seek it in the future. He's running for Congress, but as the county's fiscal watchdog, is among the critics of these raises.
I do think it is the height of hypocrisy that they wouldn't cut taxes. They would not cut taxes. These politicians would not cut taxes for the hardworking people of Erie County, yet they'll find the money to give themselves a raise. It's just wrong. And again, I knew exactly what the salary was when I ran, and that's the way it should be.
The first office where a raise will take effect is Erie County Executive. Mark Poloncarz's term ends this year, and in a written statement issued Thursday, Erie County Republican Committee Chairman Nick Langworthy accuses the Democratic incumbent of buying a pay raise by pushing legislature Democrats to approve them months before his reelection bid. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.